Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister pays tribute to Olympic athletes, more tourists expected to visit Jamaica following Olympics, and government awaits report from the Economic Growth Council on growth-inducing projects. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has congratulated all the athletes who competed at the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Noting that just making it to the Olympics is an achievement in itself, Mr. Holness is urging the athletes to remember that Jamaicans far and wide are supporting them. He adds that their efforts will be treasured whether they win medals or not. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister singled out world's fastest man and now three-time Olympic 100 and 200-meter champion Usain Bolt for his exploits at the Rio Olympics.
These Olympic Games belong to the superhuman effort of Usain Bolt, with still more to come from him. He's truly an amazing human being, a phenomenal athlete, and a magnetic personality.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he's anticipating increased tourist arrivals to Jamaica based on the positive response to the Jamaica House established in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil during the 2016 Olympic Games. Jamaica House Rio, established by the Jamaica Tourist Board at the Jockey Club in Brazil, exposed visitors to diverse aspects of Jamaican culture in an interactive format. It ran from August 10 to 21. The activities offered at Jamaica House included destination presentations on Jamaica, dance classes, consumer promotions, VIP client hosting, and viewing of Olympic races. Mr. Holness says Jamaica's reputation as a vacation destination received a major boost during his recent visit to Brazil, which he expects will translate into actual trips to the country.
What I witnessed firsthand was travel agents coming in, asking questions about Jamaica, about our packages, having our food, literally getting tutorials on Jamaica. I'm certain that the performance of Usain Bolt and having our Jamaica House activities in Rio would have influenced many more Brazilians to travel.
Mr. Holness was speaking at the Economic Growth Council quarterly press briefing last Wednesday. And the Prime Minister outlined last week that the Economic Growth Council is to prepare a report detailing recommended growth initiatives to be pursued by the government. The EGC, chaired by Michael D. Chin, has completed 50 consultative meetings with various stakeholder and special interest groups across the island and will use the results of the meetings to inform the report.
We will see what is possible, what is not, what can be done now. So we'll go through a process of sequencing activities and developing a priority list. And then we will, of course, share that with the public for public comment. The document would be refined, and then we would literally then have a kind of roadmap of activities.
Mr. Holness adds that once the growth initiatives are identified, the role of the EGC will shift to one of regulatory oversight as it manages the implementation of the projects. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
Residents of Morant Bay and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, August 27, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, 12 Church Street. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, August 27, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, Morant Bay.
Tax Administration Jamaica is working to serve you even better. Have you used the upgraded electronic service RAISE 2? Through this online platform, you can check statement balances, start the application process for a taxpayer registration number, file income tax returns, and much more. No lines, no hassle. It's just a click away. Log on to jamaicatax.gov.jm or call 1-888-TAX-HELP for details. Use RAISE 2 and experience the upgrade.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.